You're listening to SBS News.
We start with rugby union, and the same old story in a new year. Australia hasn't held the Bledisloe Cup since 2002. Based on the opening game of this year's series, that's not a streak that's ending in 2018. The Australian team, the Wallabies, led the match against the world champion New Zealand side, the All Blacks, in Sydney, 6-5 at half-time. But the second half against the world champions was a disaster. New Zealand going on to win the match, 38-13. Australia's forwards had a terrible time at the set piece, giving away 5 penalties at scrums and losing several of their own line-out throws. Australian captain Michael Hooper pinpointing a lack of patience and skill in attack as the key problem for his team.
Yeah, it's really disappointing, isn't it? You know, really hurt. Building some nice phases and throwing the ball away, not just backing what we can do there to hold the ball and go over. Probably one or two, if we hold that one or two phases later, we're walking one in, you know, with some of the guys we have out on the edge, and yeah, we didn't do that.
The second of this year's 3 Bledisloe Cup games is in Auckland next weekend, so the task does not get any easier for Australia. Even worse, Australia has to play in Auckland without one of their best players, Israel Folau, who injured himself in the second half in Sydney. Not even Australia's women's team, the Wallaroos, had any luck against the New Zealand rugby juggernaut. In the first leg of a historic double bill with the men's team in Sydney, they lost 31-11 to the New Zealand women's team, the Black Ferns. They too play New Zealand again in Auckland next weekend. In rugby league, on the other hand, results did not go as expected this past weekend. The Sydney Roosters missed out on a chance to be top of the ladder, losing to Canberra, whilst finals-bound Penrith lost to non-finals-bound Newcastle, and likewise when Canterbury beat the Warriors. But perhaps the most intriguing result of the weekend was an expected one. Melbourne defeated lowly Parramatta, 20-4, but had players suffer injuries as they were doing it, including captain Cameron Smith. Melbourne says Smith, perhaps the best player in the National Rugby League, will likely not miss any matches because of the injury. But coach Craig Bellamy also says the most important thing is how his side plays, not necessarily which players are playing. And if they play like they did to defeat Parramatta, they will still likely win.
Obviously, our biggest problem is probably the dummy half. With, you know, Cameron and now Brandon Gordon and our other two hookers, Harry Grant and Billy Walters, they're injured as well. So that's going to be a real issue for us if Cameron can't play next week. But like I say, at the end of the day, whatever happens, whoever we put in next week, if we put that sort of effort in, you know, we'll be hard to beat.
It was a good weekend for all aspects of the Melbourne Storm business. The club is in a joint venture with Sunshine Coast University to field a team in the Super Netball competition, the Sunshine Coast Lightning. They won the inaugural edition of that competition last year, and they are now in this season's grand final. They've defeated Giants Netball 59-50 in the preliminary final to earn a spot in the grand final next weekend against West Coast Fever in Perth. It was the last game in the career of Giants player Susan Pettit. She's told the Nine Network, although it's disappointing to end her career with a loss, it was good to play her last game in front of a home crowd in Sydney.
It was fantastic to play in Sydney for the last bit. I mean, it would have been nice to play in Perth next week, but to be able to farewell Sydney like this is great, so thanks guys for coming out.
And in the AFL, 7 of the 8 teams who will play in the finals are now determined, with one round of games left until the finals begin. Geelong's record-setting win against Fremantle this past weekend has them in prime position to take the 8th and last finals berth. Likely, they'll just have to beat, in Geelong, lowly Gold Coast next weekend to take that berth. But just as intriguing is the jockeying for position and momentum between teams already assured of playing in September. The Sydney Swans earned a big victory over crosstown rivals the Greater Western Sydney Giants this past weekend, 80-60. That leaves the Swans 2 competition points ahead of the Giants, and that means if the Swans beat Hawthorn in their final round match next week, they'll leapfrog Hawthorn and get a spot in the top 4, meaning they get a second chance if they lose in week 1 of the final series. The Giants were handicapped in their match against the Swans by injuries suffered by Phil Davis and Ryan Griffin. But Giants coach Leon Cameron is not using those injuries as an excuse for defeat.
it is what it is. You can't do anything about it. You can't rewind it and say, you know, Davis is there and Griffin's there. But they wore us down. They're a good, hard side. They wore us down. But you could just start to see momentum shift in the last 10 minutes of the third. And, you know, clearly we were holding on a little bit. And we couldn't hold on for that long, even though we had a couple of goal buffer at three-quarter time. And that was disappointing. But, you know, they were the better team of the night.
Defending champions Richmond are assured of going into the final series in first place. They secured that with a win over Essendon, combined with West Coast's defeat to Melbourne. Melbourne's win over West Coast assuring Melbourne of playing in the finals for the first time since 2006. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.